Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We're looking at today, and I want you to know that the days of the pioneers of faith didn't end with when the Bible stopped at the book of Revelation, and didn't end with the prophets of old and the patriarchs and matriarchs in the old covenant. That's not when the pioneers of faith ended and we kind of think, well, that's it. Some people think that healing ended when Jesus left the earth. Some people believe that it still came to the earth, but when the apostles died, it left the earth. No, it is still ongoing. It's, everyone say, ongoing. Healing and health is ongoing. Like salvation is ongoing. Protection is ongoing. Prosperity and survival and provision, it's all ongoing. Amen? So the days of the pioneers of faith are not over. Because, you know, too often what we do is we get into a position of, yeah, but, you know, there was Jesus, or yeah, there was Paul, or yeah, there was so-and-so, and they lived when Jesus, the era of Jesus, and we'll come up with so many different answers as to why we can't be like that. But the good news is we can all be a pioneer of faith in one way or another. And sometimes it has to be in our families. Go with me to Hebrews 12:2. And in Hebrews 12:2, I got this out of the NIV. Now, there's many different translations, but I just love this one because I'm talking about pioneers of the faith. And he says this in verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus. That's a good idea. Amen. Don't you think we should fix our eyes, our focus, our hope, our belief, our trust, our lives in Jesus? So fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Now, other translations say the author and finisher of our faith, the King James. There's other translations say the originator, or the initiator, or the founder, or the source, or the leader. Those are all translations. But really what it is, it's the author and finisher, which is the pioneer. Jesus is faithful. That which He begun, He will also complete. Amen. And so we've got to trust and have faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But now I want you to notice something really humongous, really big. Now watch, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Now watch here. For the joy that was set before Him. Because of the joy of what He knew was going to come from it. How many of us, we get into a place, we're standing and believing God for faith, but we forget the joy of when we got it. You hear what I'm saying? You've got to keep the joy there by thinking, wow, I'm standing in faith. Faith is going to work, and I'm going to walk in whatever it is I'm believing God for. Jesus, look what it says here. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. The joy of you and me as children of God and the bride of Christ. So for that joy of Him knowing we were going to be saved, the door was being opened for us to be part of the family, because of that joy in His heart, He said, cross ain't nothing for me. Amen. Death, hell, and the grave, doesn't matter. So He kept looking at the joy. So here's a little clue. Get joyful about what you believe in God for. Some people, you ask him, how are you doing? Well, I'm just standing in faith, but they look like they're baptized in lemon juice. Don't do that. Where's the belief, the trust, the faith, the joy? Yes. Jesus, the initiator, the founder, the author of faith, says, for the joy that He saw ahead of Him, That's you and I. For that joy, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So we tend to start believing, and then a little bit of turbulence, and we start disbelieving, and we start getting down, and we start thinking it didn't work, and we start falling apart. You know what it's like in an airplane? I've flown many miles. I've been on 5 continents. And whenever I'm on a plane, it's smooth sailing. Everything's great. Shh, you're flowing. And, you know, the ears, you're tuned into the sound of the engines now. But all of a sudden, you hit a pocket. You know, and the plane goes like that. And you grab everything in sight. Right? And I forget the joy of where I'm going. And I start praying doubly speed. A little bit of turbulence came. Forget the joy of coming to America, going to a place, receiving the blessing, getting the gifts that God's promised, getting the diplomas, the degrees, and all of that. In faith, you've got to continually believe with joy. Amen. I mean, God even loves a joyful giver. Yeah. Does he not? Amen. So when you came and gave this morning, were you hearty, ha-ha, here it goes, seed's going in. He wants us to be full of joy. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God wants us to be a joyful kingdom of people. Amen. And so he says, yeah, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he's the pioneer and perfecter of faith. And a pioneer is someone who was first at something. A pioneer is a person who prepares the way for others to follow. We mentioned that last week, but we need to remember what it is. Now, all the Old Testament heroes that we know of, and we mentioned all their names, and you can read their names in the Hall of Faith, that's Hebrews 11. Read through Hebrews 11, you'll see these amazing men and women of God who accomplished amazing things for God. You know, sitting in lions' dens where the lions didn't harm them. Going into the fiery furnace where the flames didn't touch them. You know what I'm talking about? Building an ark when there'd been no rain. Come on. Having a baby when you're 100 years of age. We're talking about men and women of God that did incredibly amazing things. And we kind of disassociate ourselves with them because, you know, listen, people said before the internet came into effect, well, I can't invent anything. Everything's already invented. Yeah, right. How's that working for you? We thought we couldn't get any better. We couldn't go any further. It's all done. And then the internet came. And then people like Facebook and YouTube and places like that just, boom, became billionaires because they saw they can do something that hasn't been done. Amen. And now, well, the internet's flooded and that's it. No, says who? You see, we disassociate ourselves being someone and doing something like the great patriarchs and matriarchs of old did. That's not true. And you've got to remember, there were people like you and me. Yes, that's right. The Bible says in James, says that Elijah was a man with like passions. He had the same emotions as we had. He had the same feelings we had. He was a human being like you and me. And yet he said, it's not going to rain for 3 years, and it didn't. Amen. Come on. Amen. Then he said, it's going to rain, and it did. Amen. And then he had to run and hide because he got into fear. I mean, he had emotions and feelings and passions like us, but he accomplished incredible things for God. Amen. Amen. Which is now benefiting us. Did you get that? Yes. What he did is benefiting you and me today. Yes. Thousands of years ago. Yes. Amen. Amen. So is everything done and set for? No, it's not. We can do things. And they move forward. Listen, they move forward with only a word, which is a promise from God. A word from God is a promise from God. If God said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed. It's a promise of God. It's a word of God and you're healed. Now, you have to learn to accept that as the word, as the promise, and as the blessing from God. And then you're walking that. They had nothing more than the word of God. Go and possess the land, for I've given it to you. March around the Jericho for 7 days, not speaking, on the seventh day, 7 times, and then shout out and blast the trumpets, and the walls came tumbling down. A word from God, they did it. Build an ark. What's an ark? I'm going to cause it to rain. What's rain? That's what it was. But on the word of God, the promise of God, they obeyed. So all you have to do to be in the same category of these men and women of God is obey. Amen. They had nothing more than you and I've got, nothing more special. So just obey what God tells you to do, and your life will start producing things that you would never have thought of. Amen. Over and beyond. No mind has seen, no ear has heard, no eye has seen what God has in store for those who trust and believe in Him. It's over and beyond. Can you say amen? Amen. And so you see the picture of the hall of faith right there. Abel, Jacob, Rahab, Gideon, Samson, Dave, David. And then you see at the bottom here, what does it say?
You.
Who are they talking to?
Me.
You. Can you add your name to the hall of faith?
Amen.
You can. You can. But the Bible's finished. No, it's not. We're still living out the book of Acts. Let's add our names to the list behind me. To all the great men and women of God. It's not over yet. And sometimes we think, well, you know what? Someone else will do it. And the other person that you're thinking is the someone else is thinking the same thing. Someone else will do it. And so it goes down the line until nobody does it. And then one person, the eyes of the Lord, are running to and fro in the earth, seeking on whose behalf He can show Himself strong.
Yes, amen.
In their behalf. He's looking for someone that says, yes, I'll do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will do it. You said it, I'll do it. That's a promise. And when you step out in that kind of faith, I promise you, walking on the water becomes like almost second nature eventually.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not comfortable. We've mentioned that it's not always comfortable. And I made a note here, many of us are already, or we have yet to become pioneers of faith in our families, in our communities, in our country. But some of us have already become pioneers in our families. First to be saved, first to finish college, first to go to university, first to start a business, first to get rid of the anger, first to, and the list goes on and on. I made some notes here. It says, being the first one in your family to become financially secure and able to help others.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I was never there. Now I'm able to help others.
Amen.
And I'm the first in my family, and my wife's the first in her family. Am I right?
Amen.
We're pioneering certain ground. It's not always comfortable, not always easy, and you get a lot of enemies a lot of the time come against you, but God says, I'll prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies that they'll eventually serve you.
Amen.
Amen. And so you can be the first one, the pioneer, by breaking the cycle of sickness and disease in your family. And it can pass down to your cousins, uncles and aunts, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You can be the pioneer right now of that in your family. You can be the first person to attend college or university and complete it. How many of us started something, don't put your hand up, started something, never finished it? Guarantee you, we've all got hands to put up right there. Started with good intent. Amen. You could be the first one to start a successful business. You could invent something useful that'll help mankind. You know, staying married for the duration. Whoa. That's a biggie. You can be that person.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between U.S.